to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, this is the lighter side of the dark side. Welcome to your Thursday night freak show. And this may be a first since we've been here at the Skid Row Studios. We're starting on time.
Woohoo!
I can't believe Jokesy found a parking space.
I know.
And we're starting on time. But we've got quite a jam-packed show.
Hey, we're usually not late because of me.
It's because this show is fueled by Satan.
That could be. I don't know about that, but I don't think it's fueled by Satan, but it is fueled by the Dark Minions. So, Josie, you want to say hello to the Dark Minions?
Hello, Dark Minions.
And we have a jam-packed show this week. There's our programming notes in that we will not be having a show next week because I will be on the road.
What?
I know, Josie, you missed me already. I'm going to be in New Orleans. Little business, little pleasure, little on-the-road stuff. So no show next week. We will be back for Halloween, and it might be the most frightening show ever, because as you know, normally we have unusual guests like we do tonight. But on Halloween,
who are you calling unusual?
Kate Crash and Hart Fisher, who are in the studio, and actually Sky just walked in the lobby too, so she's a little unusual. So Josie might have to turn around, but we have unusual guests, and speaking of unusual, you just said it. Kate Crash is here. The one, the only.
Oh! What up?
Oh, what up, Kate? How are you? What
Rock
an intro.
And roll, yo.
There's only one person that probably topped that. That's also Hart Fisher from American Horrors.
Mr. Happy Go Lucky himself.
Yes. And
listen to that radio voice.
I know.
He's impressive. He has a radio show.
He has a network.
Correction. And look who's here. Sky DeLamy is here.
Hey, Sky.
Sky, and you brought your harp?
I brought my harp.
You brought your harp. So, Josie, I hate to kick you out, but you're going to have to go over here.
I'm getting the boots.
Next to me so our guests can sit.
I brought you cookies.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's Halloween, and somebody's dressed up, and the rest of us, well, actually, we're all kind of dressed up. We sort of look that way.
Every day is Halloween in my world.
Yes.
That's what I always
say. I came here with clean balls, so I'm happy.
Well, that's a first. Anyway, so we're here.
No, clean balls are a must, man. If you're going to go on the radio,
you've got to
make
yes.
sure that you show up in a tight room with a bunch of people crammed together too close.
And make sure the balls are. Yeah. Well, that makes two of us. Our balls are clean.
That would be the same for asses.
Three
too.
Of us. My balls are clean.
Yeah,
too.
He didn't say anything about his asses. So your balls are.
I didn't clean my balls. I'm bad.
Okay. Well, you know, you've been so bad.
Should I be here or over there?
You want you to be here.
Okay.
You want to be there? That's fine. If you want to have a space between me and you, that's fine. I was just saying, for the Hollywood Report, I'm going to tilt the camera around to you.
Okay.
So everybody can see how beautiful you look today.
Oh, thank you.
And then we can
didn't
the
start
Report.
Things off with a fuck you. So.
No, that's coming. And then we'll flip it around so that Hart and Sky are on the thing. So without further ado, let's have the Hollywood Report.
They don't make pussy cuts like they used to.
What's the Hollywood Report, Josie? What happened in Hollywood this week?
All right. It was a busy week. Kicked things off with doing interviews at Culture Collide.
What is Culture Collide?
It's a music festival that Filter Magazine puts on, and it's all independent rock bands and a lot of cute young boys from Sweden. I like
that. Oh,
really?
You like young Swedish boys?
I did that night.
Oh, okay. Was there anybody besides unsigned
generally, no.
Swedish bands that we may have known that you interviewed?
No.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
So Josie and her boy toy Gunter were apparently at this festival.
So, yeah, that was fun. And then went over to...
Basically, the Hollywood Reporter is Josie telling us what she did this weekend. You went to Noise Factory on Saturday.
Yes,
that's why I saw
yes, you.
You
were there.
I was your chauffeur.
You're always there. I know.
Not always there. I was there the last 2 months.
I know.
You were like, I can't get a ride. Can you drive me? I'm like,
I didn't say that. I said I have a guest list. Do you want to go with me?
I've got the text right here, but you. Anyway,
fuck
so
you,
I ended up.
Okay,
I ended
the first
up, there's
fuck
a, there's
you
a fuck you. So anyway, our crazy banter is not exactly going over with the guests. Let's keep going. What else happened in Hollywood this week?
Filmed for this great new show. It's called Treasure King, and this guy has so much awesome memorabilia.
He has Whitney Houston's
piano, the Lucite piano.
Right.
He has
Did you snort anything off that piano or?
No, that's
there's
got to
be some
show.
Residue there. I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
It looked pretty clean. I think they wiped it down. What else? Shit. I know halfway through the show I'm going to think of something cool.
Okay, well, if you think of something cool, let us know. I want to let you know that the show is also being brought to you by Josie Kett, the book.
Yes.
Which is on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Tell them about the book.
It's a book with lots of hot pictures.
Of who?
Of me.
There's one of Elizabeth too, but yeah.
Yeah, just one.
So for the...
Pictures from all over the world. I've traveled around and taken pictures in
the perfect
places.
Christmas gift for the person that masturbates a lot.
Right? Exactly.
Right, well,
and doesn't
Swedish
read.
Boys. The Swedish boys.
Oh, young Swedish
our
boys.
Audience.
This is the book for you. So, Josie, that was quite a scintillating Hollywood report. We could have skipped
okay.
it this week, but that's okay. Let's turn the camera around. And first off, I want to talk to, and you know this lady. I apparently met her and picked her up at a club. Not Sky. This is weird because this is the weirdest booking because I have two. You're in a singer songwriter sandwich heart because
uh-oh.
I bought two singer songwriters on the same show, which normally is a no no. But you know what? What am I fucking Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien? I'll put whoever I want on. So
well,
I have Kate Crash on.
Have they got any really cool music videos that I might air on my horror channel, American Horrors? You can have a drink now, Charlie.
Totally.
I believe they both do, but Kate. We're going to start with you.
Wow, she's got a hot one.
We're going to see. There's a lot of hot ones. We're going to make our way down, go back this way. We're going to go down this way. And trust me, this is crazy. We got three guests that have very distinct, crazy personalities, very over the top. And then
who are you calling crazy?
Kay Crash.
A little trout's going on here.
We booked a clinically insane person. Kate, I love that hat. Who designed that for you?
I was on a spaceship, and it was like this special decoration for a type of plant, and I pulled it off and brought it back to Earth.
I should mention that that Kate Crash, is a glam punk alien from the future. Is that correct?
Yes.
Robot.
Robot. I'm sorry,
Renegade,
robot.
Renegade, cross-dressing robot.
Cross-dressing. I thought, yeah. I said alien, you said yes, and then Josie said robot. So you are a robot.
An alien, robot, whatever.
Right.
Whatever that I'm in the
planet.
Mood for. Yeah.
So when did you land in Hollywood? When did this happen? And why weren't the authorities notified? That's what I want to know.
They were.
You no, got away.
Yeah. I go through walls.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, they tried to keep me down. But
I don't think we've had that on this show. We've had a lot of stuff, but nobody's walked through walls.
People have walked into walls.
That's true. So, okay, you've got quite a career going on. You just wrote a book.
Yeah. Catherine Hardwicke, who...
directed Twilight.
Twilight, yeah, and Lords of Dogtown in 13, hired me to write this novel, Plush.
Right.
And the film, it just came out on October 15th, and I've got four songs in the film, and some of my costumes are in the film, too.
That's great.
And
I didn't mean to denigrate Ms. Hardwicke by saying she directed Twilight, but let me tell you something. I've seen all the Twilight movies, and I checked them out of the library, so I didn't spend any money on them. Hers was the only one that actually...
But you read them all.
No, but this is not a movie for a man my age. It's for teenage girls.
What were you doing reading it?
No, I was watching the movie.
So why were you masturbating the whole time in the theater? Didn't you get busted on that, like Paul Rubens?
No. That wasn't the Twilight movies. That was Hunger Games. But the Twilight movies... I like Jennifer Lawrence. What can I tell you? The first Twilight movie, for a movie for teenage girls worked. I actually thought it was very...
Well, she cast everybody and it was her concept and she redid the whole thing. It's like...
Right. It wasn't laugh out loud funny. As they went along, they were more like the Naked Gun and Crazy.
She's a really amazing woman. She writes, directs, produces. She's done, you know, set design. She's like a one-woman powerhouse.
And how did you hook up with her other than you probably screamed in her face and she's like, okay, well, you want to write a novel for me? Or yeah, I'll let you do the costumes.
I was originally discovered by Nick Lane, and that's who I did my early tracks with, and he did he produces like all of Nick Cave stuff, Arcade Fire, and so he was doing music for the soundtrack and he's like, oh, you gotta meet Kate Crash. So she started coming to my shows and we started hanging around and then I started taking her to some, you know, like clubs so she could get spanked by doms and to do research for her movie. So I had to make sure she had experience.
Everything's always in the name of research. Does tons of research on all the female guests.
Sounds like she did similar research that I did. there we go.
Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
No, Mark, we got you both in frame now. So, no, I did. Trust me, I did plenty of research on Kate Crash and Sky Delamey tonight. Hard a little bit, but very interesting. The more you look, and there's a lot to look at. There's a lot of videos. There's a lot of pictures. Some of it's a little confusing because you're very glam.
Height.
And the thing is, I was talking to you about glam when we were walking up, and I honestly can't relate to glam, like old school glam, because I'm not skinny.
How can you not relate to David Bowie? What's wrong with you?
I'm not skinny and androgynous. That's the thing. No matter how much I make myself up, I look like a truck driver. So it doesn't really, you can pull off, is she, she's a hot guy or a hot girl or what's going on? And me, it's like,
Thanksgiving Day.
I got Barbie crotch.
Thanksgiving.
You got Barbie crotch?
There's nothing there.
Really? That's even
like
kind of hotter?
Like American Mary. The horror film American Mary.
Girl
gets
her
crotch kind of sewn up and removed like a Barbie doll.
And I'll tell you what, with a lot of guys that I know, they don't really care. As long as, if you still have an asshole, they're okay with it.
Oh, right.
Or a mouth. She's got that handle on the back of her head. That's all I keep thinking about.
Well, Hart's here, and he's ingesting himself in the conversation, which is good. No, because I was going to move. We'll get back. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. But Hart I met, and Josie's been clamoring for these two to be on. They were supposed to be on in a couple weeks. I said, why not? Let's get them in a little early. Hart, we met about a year ago, like the Halloween day. We were on probably the scariest place you could be on, the Gary Garver show. And and what was scary about it is he got me, the goth comedian. He's got a Hart from American Horrors. And he starts talking about the election and Obama and Romney. It was a scintillating conversation. But
for Halloween, right?
It was for Halloween, yeah. He's like, hey, what do you guys think of gun control? I'm like, you know, we've got some creepy stories for you, some ghost stories. Oh, what do you think about Romney or Obama? Anyway.
Yeah.
But no, so you not only are the host, the producer of American Horrors.
Well, I guess I'll just do it for myself there. I am the host and owner of American Horrors, the world's greatest uncut horror channel. You could watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free horror films. Not talking about Freddy or Chucky or the usual crap you've seen 15 times. Right. I'm talking about movies that are hard to find, like Scream and Die or Corrupt with Harvey Keitel.
I love that one.
Those are the kinds of things you'll find on American Horrors and uncut Danzig videos on Sundays, because Sunday is Satanic Sunday. For on the seventh day, when the Lord rested, the devil and Danzig came out to play at American Horrors.
And you are wearing a Danzig shirt, which is Danzig has gotten scarier than ever because everybody that I know got Danzig tickets on Groupon. So he's very creepy now, including Josie and Jeremy over right there. But
I've had a lot of fun working with him. I cut On a Wicked Night with him, and I got to work on his TV special with Mark Brooks from Metal Apocalypse, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I got to cut his first short horror film, She Only Likes Men, that he's thinking about screening now.
She Only Likes Men?
Mm-hmm. Why is he so into Satan?
Well, he's into the rebel. He's into the whole notion of the rebel angel. And
I noticed at the show, the Groupon show.
The Groupon show.
It was all about the pentagrams.
Why is he into he's been doing the same thing for 30 years. I mean,
it's all Halloween, man. It's all Halloween. What were the Misfits? The Misfits was old horror films and punk rock. And
Halloween could be Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. And she looks very cute, by the way.
I'm dressed as Alice because of all the costumes I could have worn. And, of course, I relate to Alice and my album, Sky's Wonderland. But what was the first thing I ever said to you when I met you?
Well, let me tell you something. And everybody's going to jump in. They're like, okay, it's my turn now. Sky, the first time I met you, you said the same thing that this woman said to me. I like
Get
your suits.
Get the hell away from me.
Stop touching me.
One, two, three, four. The first thing you said to me is, I love your suit. You should be in my music video.
Oh, is that what I said?
That's what no. You said you remind me of the Cheshire Cats. I love your suit.
That's the one.
You should be in my music video. Josie Cat said, "Oh my God, I love that suit.
You look like a fat man. I want you to be a fat man in my video." And I said, "Okay."
But the striped
is that what you said? I don't remember the fat man.
Well, I said it more nice than that, but that's what it came down to, and you did it.
Well, that's good. And
you were amazing.
I was amazing. Thank you.
He was a sleazy politician.
I was a sleazy fat man politician. Thank you, Josie. I was being so nice to you the last few weeks, and now you just you go with that. So,
no.
But I was gonna. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Sky, the difference is Josie actually did put me in a video, and I'm still waiting.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because there's so many
videos.
Well,
I wish for a lot of things.
You're going to be in a big cat production. Costume.
And I haven't seen you in a while. The last time I saw you, I think we were both on Madam Sunset's sex show.
Oh, my God, I remember now.
Where she's talking about everything but sex.
Yes. You know what? I thought I hadn't seen you in 2 years, but I think it's been 4 years.
It's been a while. It's been a while, and you know,
the
vibes are back. Yeah, it was weird. It was we were on the show. Madam Sunset's a burlesque performer, and she had a radio show. Apparently, everybody's got one. Hart's got one. Kate's going to get one. Sky's going to have one. But
I interrupt everybody on my show, by the way, so it's very hard for me, Mark, to sit here and sit on my hands and watch my mouth.
Interrupt all you want.
I told you, Mark, he was going to interrupt everybody.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Interrupt all you want. I don't care. Please.
And politics is what I talk about on Heart Attack.
Well, we're not going to talk about that tonight.
Thank God. Who gives a shit?
Anyway,
you get a break from the politics.
I give a shit.
We all give a shit, but that's for another show. I'll have my own politics show, and we'll talk about that. But you've got the Wonderland album finally came out.
Songstress Secrets, Sky's Wonderland, and that's out. But there's another one coming out. And
you got so many things going on.
I got so much going on, and it's almost like ADD. But I'm trying to focus. And I wanted to send a shout out to Hollywood Warrioress, a film that I was in. Hollywood Warrioress. And that's coming out too. And it's the woman working on it is Debbie Dutch, the Scream Queen. So, too strange.
Who's Debbie Dutch, the Scream Queen?
She was in a whole bunch of those movies.
Hard, do you know
movies.
Debbie Dutch, the Scream Queen? Now that we have something in your expertise, I think you should jump in.
I'm going to jump up. I'm going to say I have no clue. The name's not ringing a bell. I haven't had anything to drink today, so I'm drinking water here. I need a Jack and Coke. That might jog my memory.
Okay.
But
Double D,
I used
nothing.
To watch her as a
what, what's
child.
A film what? That she
yeah,
would have been in?
A whole bunch of those. I actually don't specifically know.
Was she a Hammer
Jason,
Girl? Was
all
she...
those scary ones.
Oh, from the 80s.
Like, I mean, I was a small child.
You're a fetus.
I've loved horror movies my whole life. Mm. And I used to celebrate Friday the 13th.
I hate horror films.
Do you really?
Is she just saying that over here? She just threw my card on the floor on the garbage.
You hate horror movies?
I cannot watch them.
No.
What kind of movies do you like?
I love documentaries and music films and musicals.
Musicals.
I love musicals.
Jazz Hands. That's a horror movie when I see
it. Cabaret is the best film ever.
Well, Cabaret I can get into.
Cabaret's a great film.
Yeah, because there's some horrific elements in that.
That's a good film. It's Bob Fosse, man.
It's a great Bob Fosse jazz hands. There's not a lot of jazz hands, and there's a little horror malevolence in Cabaret, but like, you know, the old time 50s musicals, I can't watch them. I'm sorry.
I love that stuff and anything David Lynch and John Waters.
John Lynch.
But that's
a little
wait
hard,
a minute,
right?
Wait a minute. You don't like horror, but you like those films. Come on.
Those don't scare me. I'm not gonna like.
So you don't like the slasher horror. You like more psychological horror.
I've lived enough horror in Hollywood. Aww. I don't want to like pay money to like be damaged some more. Thank you.
Fake horror pulls me out of the real horror. I need the fake horror to get me away from the real life murder and destruction. And I've had plenty in my life. So the fake horror is so easy. But watching something like, I don't know, a Serbian film is like so disturbed that it just gets into your head. But some of those David Lynch films are the same way. Don't you just love it when Robert Blake's like, call me.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Call
I've got chills
I'm
on my spine.
I'm in your house right now, right?
I got to tell you, Robert Blake should have gotten an Oscar for that. I get chills up my spine. And the guy killed his wife. I mean, you know, he should be in jail, too, so.
I don't know if he did. You know, I'm not convinced by the evidence from the trial that he did.
The evidence
it's circumstantial.
That
and she was messing with a lot of cons. The convicts.
The evidence that he didn't shoot her with his gun because he went to the restaurant to get his gun.
They didn't prove that gun was the murder weapon.
Guns suck.
I don't know enough.
The only actor I care about is Gary Oldman, and all I want him to do is yell at me for an hour. That's it. I just want to hear him.
What do you want to yell?
Yeah. Wind. Gary Oldman. That's it. That's the only actor for me.
All right. Well, we can. Well, I'll see. Gary, if you're there, please call us at 1-800-893-9562.
Yell at Kate.
Please. The professional's probably the best when he's yelling.
Yeah, in Dracula, he has some good moments. I mean, that's like
the professional.
Yeah, it's like, but professional
get everyone.
Too.
What do you mean, everyone? Everyone!
There's like YouTube clips I'll put together of just him yelling.
Really?
It's like it makes me crazy. It's the best thing ever.
You don't want to see people get hacked up, but you want to be yelled at.
By Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Not by anyone else. No one else allowed to yell at me. You can fish slap yo. Gary Oldman, go ahead. Yell at me
I was about to yell at you, but except for that, no.
I'll slap him.
No, it's not going to. Well, since I'm focused on you, another thing that's fascinating, you seem to gravitate towards some powerful and amazing women.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't look at Josie Cat. She's neither. But I'm talking about Joan Jett.
Fuck you.
Yeah. That's my first EP was released on Blackheart Records. I love Joan Jett so much. I mean, why the fuck isn't she in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And
fuck
why
yeah.
She is. She's honored.
Yeah. No, she's not.
You're right.
No, she keeps getting nominated, and she's just, she's amazing.
Don't start me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've already been bitched about that on this show, and Josie doesn't want to hear it.
But Joan Jett is she's like the queen of cool, man.
Like, why the fuck is Axl Rose's fucking band in there, but not Joan fucking Jett? Come on.
Right.
Really?
Kiss, The Cure, I could go on and on.
I could see Kiss. Was Kiss in the
Don't
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Don't fuck with The Cure.
I love The Cure. Cure should be in there.
I thought you were saying that guy's makeup
Joy Division should be in there. I mean, there's a lot of bands that are so influential that they're not in there. Piss Ant. There's a lot of bands that should be in there. No, not Piss Ant, but there's a there's a lot of bands that should be in there. But how did you meet Joan Jett?
Getting better every year.
Well, thank you.
It was just kind of like...
Now that we're not playing.
Yeah, they're on hiatus, so they're really good now.
Kenny Laguna I met first, who runs the record label and is in Joan's band. And then we had a meeting on La Cienega, and I totally freaked out. I was like the whole time under the table, my legs were shaking.
I was almost going to ask how old you are, but obviously you're eternal, you're a robot. But how long?
That was like a couple years ago.
Okay.
So that was my first EP.
Right. So, I mean, how nervous were you going into a meeting with Joan Jett?
Well, I was super nervous. I almost threw up.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Her legs
are shaking.
Yeah, she's amazing. And there's a lot of other... very strong, amazing women like Barbara T. Smith, who is in her 80s, and she kind of defined what performance art is in the West Coast and in all the galleries. And you know, like she comes to some of my shows, and she's in a documentary I made. And
I was going to mention the documentary.
Yeah, Susan Dakin, she ran for president. As an artist for president and got all this amazing press and brought all this stuff to the dialogue, and this was in the 80s. And there's a lot of amazing women that I've gotten to work with or, you know, and spend a lot of time with, and because I'm really into learning, and I think older people are cool. So, you know, like it's important to learn from older people.
I can't stand little children, though. Just for the record.
Well, that explains why.
Are you a mom, Josie?
That explains why you're hanging out with Josie. But
your kids are grown now. Huh?
You're hanging out with Josie for the wisdom. Yeah. Yes, I understand. But
or vice versa.
I'm not getting off this kid thing because you say you don't like kids, yet I've spent time with you at Chuck E. Cheese at your kid's birthday party. So
and it sucked. I left.
Exactly.
I left everyone. Went next door and went shopping.
So you've known Josie a long time, Hart.
We've known each other for a long time.
So it's funny because we were at a show together. I knew nothing about you. You gave me your card. You're like, hey, maybe you could do something in American Horror. And usually, and as with me, unlike Kate Crash, I don't take those opportunities. I never called you, and shame on me. But I didn't really know that much about you. In between researching Kate and Sky this week and all their beautiful pictures and videos and things that I had to go
for
over
hours
to prepare
and
for
hours
the show.
And hours.
And including some Joan Jett stuff, just peripheral stuff. But you initially became infamous.
You guys are sitting in the room with the most controversial publisher of comic books alive in the world today.
Exactly.
BloodyDisgusting.com did their top 10 most terrifying comic stories ever written. I have two stories in there. Thank you.
The Jeffrey Dahmer one.
Jeffrey Dahmer one, from Veronica Four, A Taste of Cherry, which is banned in Oklahoma City and the state of Oklahoma, is obscene material to this day. I'm the author of the Jeffrey Dahmer books. I did the Kill Image comic books. I've been sued by OJ and won. I've beaten Marvel Comics in court for copyright and trademark infringement.
Back up. OJ sued you and you won. What happened?
I'm a hellacious, mean motherfucker, and people try to pick bones with me legally, thinking I'm a small publisher.
Did you
do a
comic book saying
about OJ? I did a comic book about OJ, because I felt he did it. And so I did Doing Time with OJ, where two demons take a vacation to visit OJ in jail. And then the sequel was OJ's Big Breakout. And so he sued me over... I love that crash. OJ's Big Breakout. Crash. And they totally were suing me over the OJ because he had trademarked the term OJ.
Oh, okay.
Didn't go through. You can't trademark that.
No, that trademark did not go through.
I know.
So what's the next comic book? Super OJ or?
Well, they were trying again, like the same thing with the Dahmer people. I get sued by the victims' families, and so they were looking for all the profits and to get the book banned.
Right.
And then if they win against the little guy, they could take that case against the big guy and go after the big money.
Wow.
When coming after me, I'm from the south side of Chicago, so if you start running on the south side, you run your whole life. So this boy don't run. This boy fights.
And he's like the humblest person he knows.
Yeah.
Well, I think all five of us could say that. I mean, there's a lot of ego in this room. But
No, it's all cool. I love being around really talented people. I love powerful, smart women. I got to have Ronda Rousey's mother on the radio show to talk about training Ronda, and also she, too, was a judo champ.
Okay.
Oh, Ronda's amazing.
Yeah, Ronda kicks
such a
ass.
Great fighter.
Because I do martial arts, and I do spoken word. I got a spoken word event next week called Bored to Death on October 22nd.
Whoa, sounds great.
Yeah, and I'm doing spoken word with some bands. We're going to be down in Redondo Beach at 516 East Redondo Beach in Compton, October 22nd. Gills, Corey, myself.
Redondo Beach and Compton?
I don't know. That's what it says on a friggin' card here that they're promoting. I'm just going to go down there and read and be an asshole. So,
all right, because spoken word in Redondo Beach, that's a rough crowd.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, I've done comedy in Redondo Beach, and you kind of got to keep it a little plain, keep it a little...
They call my work serial killer poetry, and my work is really in your goddamn face. And when I read, I bring you into the blood. I don't let you just sit there and watch.
Do you have a typical stanza for us?
Stanza?
Yeah.
As in like a poem that I've got memorized?
Yeah.
No, I'm a paper poet. I don't have a single one memorized. I don't have
What's the title of one?
You singers blow me away that you guys have it all memorized. Like
I never
can't,
do.
I can't remember them all. I've got three different
he
books.
He said singers.
I assumed that you guys are is in it, bands, what
right?
He's
saying I'm not.
What is the title? No, I was saying
that's what I meant. I'm like the women in the room are all into music creating and powerful, and that's awesome.
Right.
So you guys out there, you better get your shit together because modern chicks are rocking and kicking ass.
Oh,
so
no
you
shit.
Better get
yeah.
it together,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Josie kicks a lot of ass.
Big time.
What's the title of a poem? Do you know a title of a poem?
Well, my first collection of poetry was Poems for the Dead. Second collection was Still Dead.
Okay.
And I had faked my death a month before the release of the book. I was dead for a week for April Fool's Day in 1998. And they almost published my obituary until two different comic journalists teamed up to find out the truth of my death.
Wow. Did you tell close friends and relatives that you were dead?
My mother and father were in on the joke. The guys that I worked with at Samson West Advertising were in on the joke. Because I used to work in adult films and do box design and direct adult. I worked for Vivid. In fact, Josie and I did some stuff for the TVX Network.
Ooh.
And the porno channel. She was a voiceover girl working with us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's got a sexy voice.
Let's hear your sexy voice, Josie.
What do you want me to say?
More baby doll, baby. More baby doll.
Oh, more baby doll, baby.
Okay, well, now that...
That wasn't a very good one.
Now that we all have erections.
Well, those of us with the dicks, you know.
Yes, now we all have
erections. The strap-ons, they're just...
I just got an erection. Kate, Barbie doll. She doesn't give directions, but Barbie doll. Well, Scott, you have some fashions coming out. Is that correct?
I have a lot of stuff. And by the way, I also am into poetry.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, it's a smidget. I mean, I'm not here to really talk about my poetry, but
do you want to do your poetry?
It's just weird.
Okay, let's hear a weird poem.
But I may not remember it all. I only remember this. I don't remember poems at all either, but I performed this. So that's the only reason.
Do you need to get up and perform it?
No. It just goes...
That would be really cool.
Finding my own and cherishing the stones given to me by the god of gold. Wearing the silver and creating the music gifted in me naturally since the days when I played with the gods on Mount Olympus. With their silver and sound, they gave to me the lessons I have learned thus far. They helped me find the person inside. And I wanted to share that because I brought that.
The harp.
Yeah, and I just picked up the harp only a few months ago. And yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Let's hear some harp.
Are you going to sing and play it?
Huh? The stuff that I read is far more dark, and it's more like...
This was probably the extreme.
Why don't you play harp and you say something dark?
Yeah, I'll go ahead
but
and...
But I have pressing poetry, too.
One of the poems would be something...
Oh, you do the poems with it?
I have a whole shitload of depressing...
You really? You do the music in the poems? Cool.
No, I don't. I sing. I don't do... No, but I just wanted to say I have depressing poetry, too.
Ah, so this something like mine would be like...
That would be cool to play harp in the background.
Standing in the doorway, watching you sleep. I've been standing here, watching it rise and fall. Watching you breathe, watching your chest rise and fall. I stand here and I wait as I touch some secret place in myself.
That's good.
You know, fun, happy stuff.
Anyway, I didn't think we'd get some poetry here tonight. Since you guys did the poetry, let's hear... Before we get to the harp, because I want to hear the harp playing, but I know, Kate. We don't even have to be here. Let's let the three of these guys talk amongst themselves.
I want to hear more about the director she's working with. Because I like the film 13 a lot. I thought that's a terrific film.
But you have a new song out called Sexuo.
Sexuo.
Is that on Plush?
Oh.
Yeah, it's on Plush, and there's a trailer with it also for the film, and we just released a lyric. Yeah, I'd call it diet erotic.
Erotic light.
Like, compared to you guys, right? Like, this is hardcore. And the rest of America, it would be considered probably erotic. But for this group, probably not. You know, this is like an unshockable bunch here.
And a very horny bunch, by the way.
Healthy bunch. Healthy.
Except for the Barbie parts.
Help me. No, there's a lyric video that we just released too, and this we just put the song up, so it's on iTunes, yeah.
Where do we find it on iTunes?
Kate Crash.
You type in Kate Crash.
And my band, the UFO Club.
What?
It's Kate Crash and the UFO Club.
And the UFO Club.
UFO Club.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're all robots from outer space.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy, do we have Sexuo? Let's hear Sexuo. I'm in the mood for that.
To have a girl in the UFC, like to play his kiss and marry me. I never let her answer the phone. That I was too sexual. Got a dirty secret, yo. Got a bad habit, yo. I'm too sexual. I'm so on the blow. Lion said I'm 18. Shakes me up and down his knees. Blue eye back and gimp on rap. I shot at this, a slap at that. The birthday party and the cramp. My dad's dying. I'm in junkie camp. I'm too sexual. I'm so on the blow. Yells and throws something at my head. Something I stole, that's all we had. Go to the bathroom, throw my lot. Little bitch, y'all clean me all up. They're like,
hey, he's so bad, he's the best we ever had.
Fuck us with my boyfriend, cause I had a bad hair. They stole from my mom, cause I had a little bit to pay. Get my friend down and said, she go up, 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 up. She passed out and the queen got fucked. 1, 2, 3, fuck corrupt with that boy. I'm afraid of life, so I'm so sad.
What is the U? First off, terrific. I like it. It's actually a lot dancier and more electronic than I was thinking when I heard first heard glam punk Alien from Outer Space.
It's like robot fucking.
I guess so.
Height?
Is it robot fucking? What does the UO stand for in
sexuo? It's like saying it's like slang for sexual.
Well, I got that, but just a little pun on words. Is that what it is?
It's my word, yo.
Oh, you're getting a little hip hop on us.
Yo,
I'm a robot from outer space, but I like that. And
tell us about the video. The video is super hot.
The lyric video?
Yeah. You get to sing along with it because there's words.
Lyric videos are called cheap.
Real cheap.
Yeah. Combined effort with Jeff Toy, this awesome guy who also made this spoken word video and worked on the book, and he works for Catherine, and he's an amazing artist and filmmaker, up and coming. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Everybody just seems to gravitate around you.
Yeah, I'm kind of. If I can get you to do some art with me for free, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't think that's a problem with me. But let me ask you a question, because I was reading that you were inspired by the Riot Girl movement.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't, like, probably old enough or, you know.
Like, I saw a documentary about it, and I'm like, wow, these girls are just, I mean, this is great.
Well, Kathleen Hanna's still doing her thing, obviously, and she's totally amazing, but.
And then you see Miley Cyrus, you're like, what the fuck happened?
That's for the normal people, man. That's for the normies. I mean, not everybody's as out there as we might be, and that's for regular people, and it's okay to have regular people.
Right?
I have no issue with her.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Trust me.
Yeah, Mark.
Why are you hating
on Miley?
I'm not hating on Miley. Trust me, I masturbated to that video like everybody else. I'm just saying.
I think the Riot Girls took over, man. I think they have. Here we are in a room with three very self-empowered, beautiful women.
Yes.
And I run into more and more around Hollywood. They're taking over horror. Look at the Soska sisters. Look at Zan Cassavetes.
Yeah.
And they're really coming in and kicking ass in horror. They're kicking ass in music. I think that it happened, man. We're here. We're living it.
We're just here. We're just here to serve the women.
Not necessarily. That's where I tell dudes they got to man up. Like, the chicks have gotten way more wild and rock and roll, so the dudes have gotten way more dweeby and pussy and metrosexual bullshit, and they got them, you know.
That's fine, too. Whatever people want to be is fine by me. I don't think there's any standards to sexuality or gender roles or how people should behave.
I'm just talking about you got to be a strong individual person. You got to be your own person.
You're saying there's more individuality with female art these days than
with females.
And
the guys have been more about, I don't know, I'm so worried. What are they going to say about me on Facebook? Oh, no. And they've gotten, I'm going to use it, pussified, because that's my fucking generation.
Pussies are stronger than dicks.
You know?
So you should say they gotten dickified.
No, I'm going to say pussify because pussies get fucked. And if you act like a pussy, you're going to get fucked. And that's the life.
Pussies
and, you know,
tough.
They are tough. Look at you. Look at you guys in here.
They expand. They stretch.
I'm sitting here saying that the women have been kicking ass and the dudes are like getting wimpier as the day goes on. The most exciting thing in the Ultimate Fighter.
He's arguing with you every time you say that.
No, the most exciting fighter in the Ultimate Fighter is a woman. So how could you even get involved in this gender BS? The chicks are rocking it out, and the dudes have got to get it together and fucking man up.
Well, on the other hand, speaking of metrosexual, I posted your picture, and somebody asked me if it was Fabio. So,
well,
I don't know.
You know, I've been called Flabio.
Really?
Flavio.
Yeah, when I was more out of shape.
Yeah. No, no, you're in good. I think you've in the last year, you've lost a lot of weight, I think.
I've been putting a lot of my BS behind me and letting go of a lot of bad shit and getting rid of a lot of shitty people out of my life. And you'll find that you get the parasites out of your life and you feel better, you look better. And also, Hydro Blue water. It's the kind of water I drink, Hydro Blue. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Do they sponsor you?
They are sponsored on the show, but I'm not going to plug it on your show. Just, you know, you asked, and so.
Very subtle.
I'm not going to say where you could order it or anything. I'm just saying that right. This has helped
me
rejuvenate.
Do they sponsor other shows?
In the last year, since I saw you.
Could you get them to sponsor us, please? Hydro Blue, that'd be good.
I'm just saying, since the last year I saw you, I started drinking this water and, you know, right. Helps.
And it cleansed all
water
of
is a good thing.
Bad people out of your life. Sky likes water.
Yeah.
Sky, you can jump in any time now. I don't mean to ignore you, but so you're dressed like Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
And you came out with an album. Now I was interested that I was watching you had a video for you have a song called Thor.
Uh-oh.
Not Thor? About that Thor. Not the Marvel Comics Thor.
It's no, that's my nickname sometimes because I cause a lot of trouble.
Oh, well there you go.
Surprise, surprise.
Uh-oh.
When I worked in porn, my nickname was Loki. God of lies.
Oh, who's that? Is that the evil brother?
The evil brother of Thor. Oh,
okay. See, the women are beating me up now, guys. If you're not watching
you
this, you just smacked
now.
Me. The crash just smacked me
right,
in the head.
The crash. Tell us about Thor. What was the inspiration behind Thor?
I'm sitting at my piano, and it's 2008, and the rain is like insane-ass rain. Like beating, about to break down the windows. And I was just so mesmerized by the rain and thunder and lightning and being from LA, like in my life, I've never really seen that kind of rain.
That's right. Are you born and raised?
I'm born and raised at UCLA.
You're from Chicago. You're
so
born
you're
and raised too, right?
California girl.
Yeah.
I'm from
outer space. I'm sorry.
I'm used to tornadoes and crazy storms.
But being from SoCal, you really don't see rain like that ever, with like thunderstorms and the rumbling of thunder. And anyways, it just came through and I sat down and I wrote the riff. It's LA's, it's LA's, it's LA's biggest thunderstorm. I wrote it in 2008 and I wrote another song called The Girls about space girls. The same night.
Uh-oh.
Are they violent space girls? Night.
Yes. So violent Thor, space girls with clown paddles.
You have a song.
Thor and Space Girls called
You know,
the Space
Crash,
Clowns.
It's only going to work
They're
one more
on
time,
the
then it's going to be trouble for you. Look at me. No, fucking look me in the eye.
Oh,
Crash, look me in the fucking eye.
Oh, this is going to be like
the
Jerry Springer show.
I don't appreciate people striking me. You need to know I'm serious here. Don't strike me again. Do you understand me? I'm being serious.
Yes, sir.
I'm a real guy. I don't like that treatment. All right? Now back to fun.
Okay.
Wow.
Boy, that, wow. Okay.
I don't like to be struck. It's a thing from my childhood. Right. I got struck quite a bit on the south side of Chicago.
We understand.
I don't like it.
Nobody's going to be striking you.
There you go.
No spank train tonight, by the way.
Okay.
No striking, nothing.
Mark, that's the problem I had on the show with Madam Sunset when she said, Sky, can I spank you? That's when I was out of there.
Okay. No.
With Madam Sunset, the show, the last.
So I can't spank you. Is basically what you're saying. Okay. All right.
She was upset that she couldn't spank anyone.
Anyway. No more striking. No more spanking. We're just gonna be talking. Is that all right?
I'll tell you what.
I know what will diffuse this. Weird.
I'm sitting here with the headphones sideways on my head.
I'll tell you what exactly can diffuse this weird tension we have in the room.
A harp.
Yes.
Could you bust out the harp?
Yes, I'd love to.
Sky is going to bust out the harp, and we're going to hear some lovely Sky Delamey music. So, I apologize because I gave her the clown paddle.
Oh, it's okay. Everybody's got to find their limit, and the first time's okay. The second time got a lot harder, and I know that the third time will be worse.
You could ask nicely, though.
No, I get to a certain point.
Speaking of nice.
No.
Why?
Because I've been struck. But if you want to talk about that further, instead of fun, happy harp music, we could.
Let's have some fun, happy harp music. I think that's what we're going to do. Sky Delamey is going to play harp. There's a harp on the desk.
That's cool.
Let me do a quick check. Because they're very fragile and they go out of the.
Where did you get this harp?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I got this. I got this on Amazon, and it's called a Celtic harp.
Is it an antique or is it a newer?
It's a Celtic harp, actually. Yeah, a pixie.
Okay.
Pixie Celtic harp. Can you hear it okay?
Yes.
One thing about the harp is that the strings are so fragile that in the car ride it might have gone out of tune just slightly. So this is a song I wrote called Love Me. I wrote this. It's a bluesy piano song, so I really pound the hell out of this song. It's very bluesy. I'm a professional piano player, but I'm going to try to do my rendition on the harp called Love Me.
Josie, can you swing that, hold on. Could you, let me swing that other mic towards...
Yeah.
Actually, if you could maybe move a little towards the middle so I can get this on camera.
Look at you, the professional, Mark. That's fantastic. Hardly, capturing the
professional,
moment.
Please. This almost turned into the Jerry Springer show for a second there. That's hardly professional.
I've been on Springer.
I know you have. And
and when I was on Sally Jesse Raphael, there was a fist fight between a woman who was going to marry... the Night Stalker and a young lady who was writing them, and that was back when they didn't show the fights.
Wow.
So they got a fist fight out of them, and the older woman assaulted the younger woman, and nothing happened. But we were telling her, like, hey, you know, you just assaulted a minor on camera. I think you should get out of the studio before the police show up.
Right.
And so she did. She got her stuff together and left. Wow. And the weird thing about it was the girl who was assaulted was 16, and her father was in the audience, and he never moved.
He didn't
even move at all when her daughter was getting beat up.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm just trying to, that's crazy.
It is, it is.
Well, that may be, is that why they didn't show the fight, or they just didn't show fights?
They just didn't show fights back then, and then, like, on Springer, it didn't quite get there, and I wanted to get on Springer so I could break his arm.
Why?
Well, I just figured there's all the fights in the audience. Let's take the fight to Springer.
Oh, okay.
So I figured it'd be something different. Then I found out that the police there all are the security.
Right.
So I knew Chicago PD would take you out back and break your teeth.
Sure. But anyway, this is not going to break our teeth. This is going to soothe us.
It's beautiful.
Skye DeLamy playing her harp that she got on Amazon.com. The song is Love Me, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
This song is being released in 2014 on piano, and it really rocks, and it's way heavier and bluesier and way more hardcore than that.
I was going to say, it's hard to get bluesy on a harp,
I would imagine. It's very gentle. That's, that is a pussified version of the song, but there's only the harp is so graceful and the strings are nylon, but I love to pound on my piano with the 88 keys. So I love that I play the harp, but I feel very... you know, just grateful that I learned to play piano.
How long have you been playing harp?
Harp I've been playing for a few months. Piano I've been playing since I could crawl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you were when you said harp, I was like, wow, yeah.
But it's not that difficult to me as an instrument because all the strings are lettered.
Okay.
So, and I love to share this with people so much because really, like anyone who sees this wants right. to touch it.
Well, anyone children, who sees you wants to touch you. I mean, that's, please.
But like, I mean, you know, whether it's
all these
children
ladies are beautiful, Mark. They're all beautiful.
Trust me. We have beautiful women in here every week. Josie's here too. But we have beautiful women here every week. Actually, Jeremy, our producer, will tell you, what show has the most beautiful women on this network?
Your show, Mark.
Nice. Nestor, I don't think it's your show. Your show? What beautiful woman do you have coming on, Nestor?
We can't hear you.
Oh.
Simon? Can you hear me? Simon doesn't sound like a beautiful woman.
Push Nestor.
You mean
on.
Simone or Simon?
Rich?
I think Simon should shave.
Listen, yeah. Anybody can get these types of girls, okay?
I don't think so, dude.
Not everybody can get this type of girls.
Everybody can get this guy.
I don't think so.
Disgusting comments over here.
Anyway,
I'm going to leave like feeling totally grossed out.
Soiled. Absolutely soiled.
And offended, especially.
Exactly.
Well, Kate, that wasn't...
Yeah, men don't normally are allowed not to talk to me like that. You can be sexual, but yeah.
Well, boy, this is not the way I wanted to leave the show, especially Kate Crash. I think you're delightful. So
she's delightful.
I think everybody in the studio is delightful in their own way. But like you say, there's five massive egos in this room, and with good reason, because everybody's talented and everybody is unique and crazy in their own way.
Now, I get the question all the time about horror. Like, when did you know you're going to do horror? So I want to know from the ladies, when did you know music was it? Like, did you like, was it a bolt out of the blue? Like, for me, horror was part of my life. And just, I kept moving there. So I'm really curious about, did you have like this moment, like, I'm going to do music? And was it in high school or grade school or when was it?
When you were on the spaceship? That's a good question. What was the time that you knew you were going to be a musician, Kate?
For me, it sounds like outrageous, but when I could crawl. Like, and my dad used to play the accordion. And the piano part of the accordion, I think fell in love with, like, to this day.
Okay.
My dad was like, and I'm like, what the?
Right.
And I played the piano part, not the buttony part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is what I want to do my whole life.
And Kate, did you see Bowie or something? And that was a revelation or?
Everybody in my family plays instruments, and I played instruments since I was piano at two. And that was it. I didn't care about anything else.
Similar
piano
stories.
At two?
Yeah, and then I did violin, cello, blah, 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 lots of...
Ooh, and so you two, cello. Do you play cello?
I don't play anything now,
girl,
except I make beats and guitar
so cool.
And things.
So you two could have jammed in preschool.
Starla, there's a girl in Hollywood, Starla. She used to be in Midnight Rain. She plays goth cello.
That's cool.
It's the coolest thing to put cello in a rock.
Wasn't there a whole classical group that did like covers of Metallica and they had cellos and
Apocalyptica and Rasputin is great.
Yeah.
But you know, where does the time go? I told you this thing would go by real fast,
wow.
Josie, didn't I?
Yep.
It took a few twists and turns. It was like a roller coaster. Kate Crash, I think you're delightful.
Live radio.
It is live. This was as live as it gets. And Kate Crash, I think you're lovely. I think your music's great. I hope you come back. I will welcome you back, and you know, I apologize if you were offended.
Not by you.
Oh, good. That's it. Because I was dancing. I thought that was the most offensive part. No. But if people want to get a hold of you, where do they get a hold of you and your music?
I was offended by your dancing.
Where do they get a hold of you, Kate?
You can just type in my name in a search engine, and
the Kate Crash. He's got a great Tumblr. Which is hard to get on and follow, but you do have a wonderful Tumblr. Kate Crash Gets Loud.
Yes.
KateCrash.com, is that?
Yeah. You can find my SoundCloud and all the YouTube and everything on my website.
And I want to leave you on such a good note. Could you scream one more time?
Yeah.
I would want you to let it all out. Gary Oldman style. Come on. No, okay. So, Hearts.
Use.
AmericanHorrors.com.
Yeah, well, actually, AmericanHorrors.com is just the news site where you can go to watch free horror movies all day and all night is filmon.com. That's right. FILMON.com. You could watch free horror movies all night.
Oh, wow.
Sundays, all night, all day. You could watch it on your Android, your PC, your cell phones, anything, anywhere you can get a Wi-Fi signal.
Is it on Roku or Apple TV yet?
It's on Roku, I believe. And we're going to be playing a lot of cool stuff for Halloween. We're premiering Client 14. We're playing Archie. We're going to be playing your Whips and Chains. Josie is going to be making its debut on Halloween night. We play a lot of amazing horror from female directors like Annette Martinez, and we just have so much really cool original content for people to check out if they're into horror, and it's not just people getting cut up in a basement crap. If you need to find me online, I'm on Facebook, you know, Twitter, Hart_Fisher.
And Sky, how do people get a hold of you and your music?
I'm on skydelamy.com, SkyDelamy, M as in Mary, EY.com, and you can Google me. I'm all over it. And
that's Delamy with an M.
Delamy with an M, Sky right. with an E. So SkyDelamy, M as in Mary, EY.com, and I'm on iTunes and Amazon.
Okay. And
I have a new rock song, Mark, and it has harp intro.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I don't want to focus on the negative, but I had a sinus issue, so that's why I couldn't.
And it's called. You're fine.
I like to break windows or try to.
And what's the rock song called?
The one coming out is Meteor Showers. The one I sent you from the recent album is Mercury. That's what I sent you.
Right.
Mercury.
Right.
But I have a killer rock song coming out called Meteor Showers that I did with Roman Kovalik.
Okay.
So that's going to be out in January 2014, full-length video.
Okay.
With the song.
That's great. And Josie, of course.
Just Google Josie Cat, J-O-S-I, Cat, K-A-T.
You were unusually quiet, except for busting my balls today. A little bit at the beginning. And of course,
well, there's enough to be said.
And unfortunately, as I said, there'll be no show next week. They'll be rerunning a show. We'll be back on Halloween. We will trap Josie in the studio with a bunch of stand-up comedians.
And Mark, we got to get you ever. On American Horrors, man. We got to get you on there. You're the best comedian.
I am going to finally call you and hook that up.
We got to make it happen. I want to make it happen, man.
Let's make it happen. And Kate, thank you. Hart, thank you. Sky, thank you. It's been quite a show. And everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
vida. Dentro de mis ojos y se ve la salida. Ya estoy en el sueño por siempre. La muerte es más fuerte que la existencia.